cliffcentral.com.
Dumelang ba heso. Ena ke nako ya sipping tea. Ho nwa tea le ngwane no a o ke mo gatanga ho lo ba ke tshumi mo raki. Monana re a bua. Re bua ntho tsohle. Ha ho monwana o re sa o nyekeng. Ha ho matrase o re sa o petroleng. Ha ho stupu se re sa se polishing. Ha e kaneng ditaba tsa lenaneo di thulana le maikutlo a hao. Ka nnete ke taba hore o nyolose kgohlo o ye ka mane ka dipuding. O dula o re letsatsi le tla le o hahle. O lokise monahano. Mo re a bua. Re bua puo pha. Tumi, ha ba shwe.
Kannete. Helang, dumelang, le kae, South Africa and everybody else and all protocol observed. Welcome to Sipping Tea. You are with myself, Tumi Morake.
And Mabali Moloi. And you are having an interesting start to your day today.
Bona, Mabali, I don't know what's going on with 2017 and Sipping Tea and me and you, but yeah, I think we need to slaughter a purple hen.
Okay, I mean, those are easy to find.
Yeah, because this kind of snyama must be washed off.
Okay, no, you know what? It's the second show of the year.
Yeah.
Last week was good. Last week,
yes.
On your way to the studio,
yes.
You encountered an accident.
Yes.
Okay, you weren't involved in the accident,
no.
Though, but you were delayed by the accident. Okay.
And I never have these issues on my highway, ne?
Okay, all right. So what happened today to me? Because me, let me just go through my phone here. I need to get into my WhatsApp quickly. At 10:31, I get a message from Dumi. The message says, I am locked in the garage.
And I put that emoji, that one. The one that says FML.
Dumi, how does one get locked in their garage?
My husband, who I very much called, and I hope wherever he is, if he's having a tea break, is listening to this show right now, decided to lock me in the garage.
How?
Okay. So, I can't believe you're laughing.
I'm sorry.
My husband has changed the system in the other motor. He's changed the motor for the garage. Né?
Okay.
Now, the way it used to work was, you could open the garage from inside the garage. Like there's a button.
Mm.
Excuse me. And if you're inside, you could press that button. It will open or close the garage, right?
Yes.
Cool. He does not tell me this thing has been changed.
Okay.
Yesterday, I asked him, baby, where is my car key? And by the way, when I messaged you, I was still slightly blonde. Baby, where is my house key? This is yesterday.
Okay.
Right? Because he took my car. And I know that my keys had been in there. So I left them there so that he could let himself back into the yard, right?
So
he takes my car.
Now we're talking about today, or is this still yesterday?
No, this is last night.
Okay.
Parks my car in the garage, leaves my garage key inside
the car. Okay.
Proceeds to lock the garage.
Yeah.
Leaving the keys that I need to open the garage in there. I get up in the morning, I'm ready to come to work, and I realized, oh my God, he has closed the garage, but my keys that can open the garage are inside the freaking car.
Which is also in the garage. Okay, but now...
Now I must find for the... There's a way of getting to the garage from the back.
Okay.
So now I have to look for that key, right?
Wait.
So I find that key. I am shit scared of spiders.
Okay.
I hate having to use that route because that is the back. There's a little honchi at the back that you have to go through to get into our garage, okay?
And the spiders have happily moved in.
A whole web situation happening there. Now I'm freaking out because I'm like, please, Lord, all I ask, no eight-legged creatures near me. I'm wearing my big hair, so if something lands on my freaking head, I will not
know
someone goes, what's that on your head? I'm going to touch, I'm going to feel something, and then I'm going to freak out. So now, I'm going in with Halim Putsa Tsepoyak. So I go in there, and I've got my torch on. Wow, thanks for your sympathy, love. And then I make it into the garage. Now I'm like, phew, I'm in the garage, let's go.
Yeah. Oh, no. Can't go anywhere.
Button, she's not working.
Can't go.
Now, this is where Dumi is an idiot. It's not occurring to me that, Dumi, all you have to do is open your freaking car, get the key out of the car.
So you...
press the remote from inside.
Oh, so you...
So when I send you the message, I'm freaking out that I'm locked in the garage! Because I locked that other small gate behind me because I was like, there's no way I'm leaving this way. I'm leaving in my car because I am not about the spiders.
Okay, so you did have your car keys on you, so you could open the car and then you could get the garage key to let yourself out of the garage.
Yes, but the, okay. But my car key was inside the house, and remember, I locked that other small gate behind me.
So now how
because
did you...
I was convinced all I have to do is press that little button.
Yes.
And go out the main garage door.
But then the button, she's not working.
But the button's not working. The whole husband, system has yeah. been changed.
So then how did you fix your situation then?
I called my domestic from inside the garage because I had my cell phone. And I said, please just take the car key. Come and just chip my car so that I can get the key out so I can open the garage.
Oh, Vatung. Yo. That is quite... But it is amazing how you go into... this happens to me as well. Yeah. When I immediately think, hore, I'm trapped somewhere and I'm not able to get out, my first instinct is to freak out and then my brain does stop functioning.
Yes.
And which is problematic because in order for you to solve the problem of getting yourself
you
need your brain to be functioning. But I'm like you. My first instinct is also to freak out.
Yeah.
And then after my little freak out, I'm like, okay, no. This is a problem-solving matter. How do we solve the problem?
Like your brain takes a tequila break.
Yeah. 3x plus 6y equals what? Solve for x.
Then I get out and I'm going, oh, Timmy, you're so silly. And then I look at my time. I'm like, oh, I'm still going to make it on time with like 5 minutes to spare.
Okay, fine. So now you are on the road.
Now I'm on the road. Yeah. How?
Yeah.
How? Then all of a sudden, the very, very first off ramp in front of me. Cars are slowing down to almost a standstill. I'm like, how is this my life right now? How is this my life right now?
What do they say? Murphy's Law. In
yeah,
that kind
Murphy.
Of situ-
yeah, I want yeah. to make, when I find this Murphy.
Yeah, Murphy.
And what pisses me off is that then I looked at the cars that had an accident. Now, if you drive a small car, please don't take offense.
I drive a small car.
So don't take offense.
Okay. I'm not going to take offense.
But the cars had an accident in the fast lane and they were not the kind of cars I expect to see in the fast lane. So that pissed me off. I was like, why, number one, were you in the fast lane? This is probably why you're having the accident, because now you're under pressure from people like us who drive beasts.
Who drive the...
My beast eats speed.
Yeah.
That is what I feed my beast. Speed.
Yeah.
Now, if your you speed, are driving...
Your beast has nothing on vrpa.
I used to... Vrpa.
Your speed... Your beast mows down vrpa.
Bona.
Like, mows it down like it's a toy.
My beast makes the sound you used to make when you were driving bricks as a child. It doesn't have time for your games. So I was very upset that it was too... It was a little coarser. And something half its size that I didn't even bother to check what that one was. I was like, then, first of all, the sizes of these cars does not satisfy me to understand. Second of all, I am tired of you people with your bullshit accidents in January. This is not holiday time. You don't have the excuse of exhaustion or of drunkenness. You are just applying for that insurance thing of the hospital. They're paying you your salary for no reason. That is what you are doing. And I think it is wrong. It is insurance fraud what you are doing. We are all experiencing January, boss. Don't stage accidents just because you need money. Now you want extra payment of salary from insurance.
Oh, my gosh. Yo.
I am convinced that insurance companies, the way they deeply act, they like to investigate. If you have an accident at the late hours, they like to do a special investigation
and
into it.
And it takes a while.
And
thing.
It takes a while. They must do the same thing with January accident. I'm telling you now. People are having accidents on purpose because they are broke and they are looking forward to those special little payouts that keep being advertised on the television. I am convinced.
Okay. But these people were fine. Like these people in
no,
the...
No, they were fine. Yeah, their cars are not fine because, when you take a can of Coke and you... squash it against another can. Not
it's just a mess. It's
I'm
a
such
mess.
A snob. No, but I was irritated because I've driven a small car and I've been very respectful to going, hey, at this time of the, this morning, no, bona. That guy in the big car probably has a job that explains why he has that big car. He has to get to it before I have to get to my car that got me my little car. Let me get out of the way. So
no small cars in the first
no,
lane.
No, but also, you know, when I looked at the kind of accident it was, again, I got irritated. Because you know what? It looked like those impatient people who can't wait their freaking turn. Wait your turn. It was a kind of accident that tells you somebody was cutting somebody off. Somebody decided to be stubborn. Because if I see you're cutting me off, I will let you. Because I know I'm going to chase you and scare you in my car. That's what I know.
In your beast.
In my beast.
Yeah.
So this accident looked like one of those where someone was cutting someone off. This guy, one of them decided to be an asshole. And then the accident happened.
And now they've both suffered for,
now they've both suffered
for their douchey behavior.
Although, are they suffering? Are they going to get that payout? Where they're going to get, oh, you're in the hospital, here's 10,000 rand.
Yeah, but Basanza Batlopatala excess, and in January, boss, who has money excess?
Oh, I'm just very upset. Me, people must just be careful. Eh? It's January, man.
Yeah. No. Askisi, I'm sorry that your morning was ruined by small cars and, you know, blonde moments where you couldn't figure out how to get yourself out of your garage. But you are here now and it's fine.
I'm here now.
Hey, it's all good.
And I'm grateful. But my people, please, on the roads, especially in the mornings, come on, men. We're all trying to get to work. I want you in everything that you do, in every little bit of, oh, I'm late, my boss is a pain in the ass. Just remember how you're affecting so many other lives by risking an accident happening. Please, just take a moment to consider that. Okay? And please, if you know, okay, let me explain to you this way. There are certain cars which I don't just drive fast cars, okay? Sometimes I'm not driving beasts. Sometimes I'm driving my sensible car that I drive when I take my children
beast
to school.
Yeah. Okay? Oh, you don't take the beast to school?
No. I don't take the beast to school.
Why not?
Unless I feel like looking cool. But listen, okay. Here's my thing. There are certain kinds of cars, and you need to be honest with yourself about the kind of car you drive.
Mm.
Sometimes you drive the car that when you say, let's go, it's already gone, and it's going, how can do sasela?
Yeah.
They're those ones that are that fast.
Yeah. In fact, the car looks at you as a driver and is like, you are so disrespectful to me, not using me for my full potential.
Wabona. Yeah, it's like,
okay.
Why are we going halfway?
Yeah.
Then there's that car, which when you say, let's go, it's going, oh, okay, where? you meant now.
When
you say, let's hit 120. And because, you know, I was driving beast. When you say to beast, let's hit 120. It goes 130, goes, oh, kinda you meant 120.
Then there
are those cars when you say, hurry, go 120. It's still going, it's still negotiating. If you know you are in the car that still negotiates and asks. Avoid fast lane.
I drive one of those cars. No, I drive one
what
of those cars where I have to negotiate with it when I'm like, born I get late. And it's like, hey, what's about now? I just need to stretch. I need to stretch first a little bit. You know, I can't just sprint. I need to stretch and then I must warm up. No,
I should re-emphasize. If you're driving a car, that's your hoe. That girl ready. She's like, ride me, baby, like I'm stolen. Then there's that one who still wants foreplay.
Yeah.
You know,
unless
you know you're that driver. On the other hand, because when I drove my Zippy, I used to drive Zippy. Now Zippy was my little handy.
Okay.
Me and Zippy used to go. People even used to say to me, I did not know this car can go like this.
Yeah.
So you must consider two things, the kind of driver you are and the kind of car that you drive.
Yes, very important things.
Both, one of these has to be winning. If none or both of them are not working, I wouldn't play in the fast lane.
No, especially not in
nice
this town.
Open.
You know, people in this town are very
impatient
and very aggressive.
Yeah. No, that accident irritated me. I don't want to lie. It felt unnecessary. I mean, I know every accident is unnecessary, but this one was especially one of those where you're going, this looks so unnecessary and inconveniencing.
How stupid could these people be?
Anyway,
it's good that it's good that this happened because it's been very entertaining to hear the story.
I love
your stories. I love being entertained. You know, it just goes to show, Hore, hey, look, these things happen to you too as well in your normal day to day life.
Yeah, on the plus side, I got to chat with Luis Ogola even longer because we were just chatting.
I love
Luis
Ogola,
and
you know, he gets into a lot of trouble on Twitter with people. Yeah. The general consensus,
but he's not getting into trouble. Can we just rephrase that?
Okay, that's
people
fine.
People like to start shit with him. Luis doesn't go looking for trouble.
The general consensus by people on Twitter is that they have all decided, Hore, this is another one that we don't like, because you know that's how
because it doesn't
that's how Twitter works. If you build enough an army big enough, you can all decide, Hore, okay, these are the people that we have decided, Hore, we don't like on Twitter, and whatever they tweet, regardless of whether it's right or wrong, factually correct or incorrect, we are going to find a way to bring him down.
Yes.
And the tweets that I see directed at Luis Ogola are people saying that, but your jokes are not funny. Lemaika, that guy is funny.
Hey.
Anyway, you had.
And it's so nice because you don't need to argue with those people. Go, ha, but you're not fine.
Mm, okay, fine.
And then whereupon you just send them article upon article upon article of, but he is all over the world spreading this unfunny thing that you claim he isn't.
Anyway, it's fine. Mm. So are you going to share with us a conversation you had or is it private?
Hey, hey. We were bonding. No, we are not going to share these things.
Okay. No, I get it. You brought it up, so I thought you were about to share something.
No, I was just saying that there's a silver lining. Every dark cloud has a silver lining. Yeah, so I nearly had a heart attack. Because you know, but these people must be careful on the roads, Wena. Woo! For me, January especially, I think until March, people must just play nice. I can't afford to spend extra money unnecessarily. My friend, I just paid 3 children's school fees. Mm. 3. In a private school. Now, let me explain to you why initially I was not worried. Well, yes, of course I make money. But
own it. It's yours.
Here's my thing. It's 3 children. So the way it works, your firstborn pays full fees. Secondborn gets a discount. Thirdborn gets a further discount.
Eh.
You understand?
So you're not paying 3 times the same amount. Yeah.
So it goes lower and lower and lower. So if I had 5 children, I'm sure number 5 would be going for free. Because by then you're like, how? But yeah, you may like, as well I mean, not yeah, be know, taking, you know?
Make this maths thing work.
So it's that. Plus I pay the entire fees up front for the whole year.
Yo.
So you get that feather discount as well. Because you know they give you a feather for 10%.
So you pay your children's fees like that DSTV locked in thing where if you pay for the full 12 months then they give you a discount.
Yes.
I was about to say
but now I'm avoiding anything that says sale. Like I'm literally just not even opening the attachments in my emails because or even walking in the malls. I beeline for the shop to go and get my groceries and I beeline for my car.
Yeah. You can't get distracted.
Lord have mercy. I was looking for the discount. You know, when you go, let me get a magnifying glass. How am I still paying this much if you're telling me there's a discount involved?
You know, I got a phone. I got a phone call from my network provider yesterday. So you know how those calls go. They phone you and they're like, "Yeah, you know, we thank you so much for being a loyal customer. Blah blah blah. To thank you, we'd like to offer you blah blah blah." And I let this guy carry on talking because you know I'm like I'm at spa. I've just picked up some groceries. I'm sitting in the car. I've just bought this biltong and I'm like, ooh, I can't wait to get into this biltong. So then I think, ah, shame, let me let this guy talk while I get into this biltong. And he's talking and he's telling me about this new offer that they're making to their special clients. And. And then it comes to the end of the conversation where he tells me how much money they want to charge me for being their so-called special client. Because that's how it works, I get it.
Yes.
We see through you. I mean, you're phoning me to tell me we are thanking you for being a loyal customer. We would like to take 150 rand off your account every month to thank you for being a loyal customer.
Let us increase your debt.
So I'm talking to this guy and I'm like, but my guy, like, this doesn't make sense though, does it? Like, let's break it down. Whatever I had a full on conversation with this guy where he was saying to me, yeah, okay, Ash, my sister, okay, you're right, you know, like this whole thing is a scam. This poor guy, that's his job. He had to admit it because I was in that mood. And I said to him, but you can't phone me to offer me all these nice special things and to make me feel like a special customer, but then you want me to pay you like 150 rand extra per month on top of what you guys are already taking from my account. Mm. Like, how does this work?
Baby,
you guys are lying to us.
It's like
you guys are lying to us.
It's like baby, ka rata ke batla o spoiler, ne? So please buy us dinner. Go guy.
So I'm also just not in the mood of any like any sale, anything that's trying to
because you're still spending money.
Take more money from me. I'm not feeling it.
Yo, because it's still that's the thing, guys. I don't know. Like, can we just take a moment to consider? Because I know I'm a sucker for sales. I'm a sucker for sales. But at the end of the day, please can we take a moment to realize and acknowledge even though it is a sale, you are still parting with money at the end of the day. When they phone you and they say you've done so well with your debt, you've maintained your payments so well, we would like to give you a feather. What they're saying is, let us push you further into the red because you are clearly avoiding the red. Mm. Let us push you closer. And I pray that you people don't fall for that.
No, but we do, though. We fall for it all the time.
Aye, man.
That's why we lose our minds when... you know, they tell you, yeah, this thing usually costs 18,000 rand, but if you buy it today, if you buy it now, you can get it for 12,000. And in your mind, you're thinking, Joe, I'm saving 6,000. No, you are spending 12,000.
What? Sometimes, and I know I might be lynched for saying this, but sometimes I'm like, there are some apartheid things we benefited from as black people. This thing of them blocking credit from us, they were doing us a fucking favor. Because what I have found, honestly, is I have found that those white folk of that time who have lived on that credit situation, I've never seen white people manipulate credit like they can. These people can have a credit that's paying off a credit that's paying off a credit for the credit. And it works for them. Like they figured they have mastered debt. Then Doug Zampani jumps in, who only started tasting credit after freedom. And we are already drowning. You are repossessed upon repossession on top of repossession because you haven't mastered this credit thing. Please, my people, let's slow down. This culture of credit, I think what the broadcasters must do is they must sober up a little bit and they must start putting on shows that cover this thing, that speak to our people about debt and credit and how it can work and how it can kill you. And show people how to deal with debt. Because that's my worry, is that now this thing has been opened to us. Okay? But we have not mastered it. I'm watching so many people living beyond their means.
Oh, gosh, no. And it's the saddest thing in the world.
It's very sad. We all want to look like we have arrived. We all want to look like, no, the gravy from the gravy train spilled onto our plate. Some of us, though, we don't have to do that, guys. Like, you know, I have friends who still ask me why I don't live in the northern suburbs. I'm still asked that thing. They're like, how? Nagutumi, waiti. You know, most of your people are living this side, that side. I'm like, yes, let them. Let them. I don't know what their skoloto looks like. Let them. I live in an area I can afford. I live in an area where the inside of my house looks the way I want it to look and my only debt is still my house and nothing else. You understand? So I just feel like, don't go to places where you have to keep up with the Joneses. And before you jump into credit, ask how it works. The more they're throwing at you, the more check how much it's going to strangle you. I have a friend who's just bought a house. You understand? And his challenge is he's now being offered even more debt on top of everything else. And I'm like, slow down.
And this thing of having 2, 3, 4 credit cards.
Hey,
I don't understand that.
I don't own a credit card. Can you believe it? I do not own a single credit card simply because I still have not quite mastered understanding a simple thing like the one that just comes with your account naturally. what do they call that thing?
I don't know.
You know it, man. When you finish your money, then that thing kicks in.
The overdraft.
So here's the worst
idea in the world.
You see,
overdraft.
Because for me, it's like if the overdraft is credit card light. I'm not going to credit card until I've mastered concept of overdraft.
Yeah.
Because my thing is if I can't afford it, clearly I
you
don't
have
need
no business
it.
Buying
I have no business
it.
Buying it.
You have no I do not disagree with that. When I initially started working, I wanted to get a credit card immediately and my dad was like, "Wahlanya, you don't have money to buy the things that you want." And the things that you want, by the way, are stupid. They're not things that you need. You want to buy dumb shit. And he was like to me, just think about it for a second. Learn how to manage your salary first. You know, learn how to cut where you don't need to be spending for certain things so that you have money available for the things that you do need. And for the longest time, like for years after I started working, I didn't have a credit card. And then I did end up getting a credit card. And I hate that damn thing. I hate it. I hate it. Because I'll pay it off. And then just as soon as I've paid it off, I'm starting to use it again. So I'm like, I'm forcing myself the next time that I do pay off this thing, I'm just going to shut it down. Like, I'm going to take a pair of scissors, just cut the thing in half, phone the bank and just tell them, just take this thing away from me. I have no business having it.
Because you want to enjoy life, isn't it? You want to enjoy life. And My big thing is this, guys. You know, people like to listen to experts talk about money and wara wara. And I always feel like before we speak to experts, so let's speak to each other as people. Let's be the layman. Let's be the guy in the street and just, you know, call a spade a spade. Like, we all go back in December. We know we will.
Yeah.
Have you covered what you need to? Because, you know, I was with this lady, actually went to university with her, and she was telling me how, oh my God, are you also struggling to find this textbook for your kid? I'm like, what? oh no, my kid has everything. She's like, what? Where did you go? No, I got my stationery last year. First week of December, he already had, excuse me, all his uniform, all his stationery.
That's called planning.
The only thing we had to go was to take back his blazer because it was too big. So we had to go back for a smaller size. And they are procrastinated. We only got it first week of Jan. And then by then I was seeing a queue building and it was the last blazer left in his size. You know what I mean? So it was just an exchange. But when I saw these parents frustrated, being told, oh, we're getting stock on this day, I just wondered, why do you make your own life difficult?
Mm.
Like now, you know, when I say I've paid that entire fees, a year's worth, that's a lot of money. And I realized now I don't have money, but I realized I don't have fun money. That's what I don't have. But the money that is necessary for the debits are going to come, whatever, they're going to be covered. But I would rather know that I am broke in terms of liquid capital because I went and invested in my kids and I've paid for my house. Because my house, for example, I've paid my house 10 months ahead. Not because that's how much money I make, but because there was one gig that I got that I did not expect to get. And I was like, can we make that money not my money?
Yeah, it's you're not allowed to touch
a single
cent of it.
I'm not touching that money.
It goes straight into the bond.
Because I didn't plan for it.
Yeah.
You understand?
That is such a good point that you made.
When you get money you didn't plan for, I don't understand why it's so hard to just, don't invent a thing that suddenly needs now be paid for.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I just feel like we are young. And I think most of the people who even listen to our podcasts are young. And I really hope that's their attitude towards money. Yes, YOLO, fine. But while you're YOLOing, you don't know when you're going to die. So don't YOLO, like tomorrow you'll be dead. So it'll be fine that you spent all this money. Now you are getting those awkward phone calls where a private number calls you, your heart palpitates, you don't want to answer the phone.
But you know what? Also, I mean, there's YOLO and it's fine if you YOLO for a weekend because, you know, it was something nice and special and you thought, yeah, let me treat myself. But when you are YOLOing every weekend for 6, 8, 9, 12 months in the year, then it's not YOLOing. Then you're just being dumb. Huh? Then you're not letting your money do you any favors. Oh, okay. 6155189. Yes, that's our number.
Oh, Ghana people can call in. I've become so used to just ranting on and on because we didn't have this
before. No, I think people love listening to you ranting on and on.
No, it's not nice. I want to hear people ranting.
But we also have a WhatsApp line, a WhatsApp number where you can send your messages through to us, 078-748-2090. That's 078-748-2090. I saw somebody on Twitter asking the question, do you remember your BBM pin?
We really do come
from far. But it is Sipping Tea with myself, Mabale Moloi, and Dumi Moraike, hanging out with you until 12 o'clock. Stay with us.
I don't blame you much for wanting to be free. I just wanted you to know.
Yes, Kanye West. Thank you very much, Mr. West. Sipping Tea with myself, Mabale Moloi.
And her girl, Timi Moraike.
So I definitely like that never stops being funny to me when you what's the word when you anglicize your name, is that the right word when you anglicize
is it anglicize? I say anglicize, is it anglo? It's not angly. I don't know.
Anglo.
Oh, where are those what do you call
Let
them
me see.
English majors
is anglo.
No, but anyway,
anglicize.
I have heard enough English people mess up their own language, so I think we are all allowed
it's fine, it's fine. Anglicize. Okay, oh, you are right, it's anglicize.
Ah, bon, I could I suckled this English from my mother.
You were an English weren't you an English major in varsity?
I was not an English major in varsity. I saw how many books there were to read. I had rediscovered boys in university. I realized that amount of reading versus the amount of drinking, boying and soccering I needed to do.
It was going to get in the way of your priorities. That's fine. There's a story that I came across this morning about a priest in Zimbabwe who, because, you know, sometimes you find these people who proclaim to have special powers.
Yes.
You know, they can see into the future.
Yes.
Now, this guy has proclaimed, Horiana, he knows when the president of Zimbabwe, Robert Mugabe, is going to pass.
Mm.
Because let's face it, it is pretty impressive that Robert Mugabe has lasted as long as he has.
How old is he now? 90-something? 92, 93?
93. When is his birthday? I think, yes, he turns 93 next month. So in February, Robert Mugabe is going to turn 93 years old. But then this guy, who also happens to be a pastor, he made it public. He made it known to everybody who didn't know. But me, I have this gift of being able to see into the future. And Robert Mugabe is going to die on the 17th of October.
Of which year?
This year. So
he's just being hopeful, Shane.
So Wabona, he's putting him on a countdown.
That guy's just putting it out into the universe. I am sure. My grandmother passed away when? I think she was approaching 95. How old was Nelson Mandela when he passed away?
I think he was 94. He could have been 95, but I seem to remember him being 94.
Yeah. I think Mugabe might live to 100.
I see Betty White. It's Betty White's birthday today, and she's turned 95. So I wonder, there are a lot of these. Yeah. Is it Kurt Russell? Who's not Kurt Russell? Michael Douglas. Michael Douglas's father, Kirk Douglas.
Kirk Douglas, yes.
He turned 100.
What?
He is in the triple digits.
Shit, and those people
Kirk
don't
Douglas
age nicely.
Is in the triple digits.
And those people don't age nicely, so I can only imagine what he looks like.
Which people?
Those Michael Douglases and those people in Hollywood. Those people.
So this priest...
Haven't you seen them?
The Hollywood people.
Sorry, continue. Yeah, they just don't age nicely.
The women...
None of them, Inje.
No, I'm thinking of women who do look good for their age. But, you know, every time when you say that, people will say, yeah, but it's Hollywood, so they can afford plastic surgery. So Halle Berry is 50. She looks great.
Has she had any work done?
Probably.
But black don't crack.
Akere, there's also that thing.
She's got African Botox, so.
Angela Bassett also looks
but
good for
also
her age.
But they're also not that old. And Angela Bassett she's an exception to the rule. First of all, that woman is just two-toned. Way too toned. Like she's toned. She doesn't count. She's like a Super Saiyan black sister. Like,
look, Jennifer Lopez and Mariah Carey, for example, they look good for their ages and they're in their 40s. I mean, when you look at J-Lo, you think, yo, you are 40 something, but she's like 40, yeah, past 45.
These are people who use, what's this thing? Caviar. They put caviar on their skins as a lotion.
And it works.
Apparently. I don't know. Fish eggs. That is caviar. Yes, that is caviar.
So they get a little bit of help along the way, yeah. is what, yeah, a lot of people seem to say when you compliment, yeah, people for not looking their age. Did you see the hashtag, yeah, 30 appreciation?
Yeah, I didn't understand that. What is that? I walked away. I didn't indulge.
I don't know how it started, but for whatever reason it started, people who are in their 30s were putting out posting pictures of where they look their best. Mm. So, and then they were creating a collage of pictures to say, I'm 30 something, something years old. And then, you know, the rest of us were supposed to say, wow, babe, you look so good. Yeah. I don't know.
But for me, 30s, because I mean, 30s, you are in the, isn't this the best time of your life? Like in your 20s, you still have, you're still a baby. You're still shedding some of that baby fat, yeah, and all of that and coming into,
yeah,
your own.
And you're an idiot because you're insecure.
Yes.
So, you know,
and if you want to lose weight, it literally melts off. You don't struggle with weight issues.
Yeah.
Then you get to our 30s, yeah, where your body starts to go, hey, hey, you can't kenaka me beyond the point. You can only connect, yeah, me, yeah, yeah, panel, yeah, beat me to a point.
And by the way, stop drinking like you are 22, yes, because you are not.
Because you're not. You can start drinking, yeah, expensive booze because you don't drink like you used to. So you can afford to buy one, yeah, good thing,
yes,
and it will last,
yeah, you. You don't have to drink, yes, Autumn Harvest.
The people who should be posting that thing should be in their 50s. Because for me, 30s, 40s is when you have no excuse but to look your best because you can also afford it. You understand? You are at a point where you are clear about life. You must look like you're clear about life. Then in
so
your 50s,
are you
that's
saying,
when you must start showing off. Be like a Marjorie Harvey where you're like, oh my God. Wait, I am 35. Mm. Marjorie Harvey makes me feel like I must do better with my body and my looks.
Mm. Okay. Who's Marjorie
Harvey? Masadu has Steve Harvey.
Oh,
Mrs.
Okay.
Steve Harvey.
Okay, okay.
Listen, hey. Steve Harvey has a wife so damn fine that he can make any embarrassing mistake he wants in the world because that's what he's going home to.
Yeah.
That is all the comfort he needs, and that's, yeah, all he needs to get right, really,
yeah,
is,
yeah,
to just keep her and go home to her. He can announce even Jacob Zuma as Mr. World. It's fine and forgivable,
yeah,
because he has Marjorie
because he
Harvey.
Has that wife. I must Google image her because I don't. Her face is not coming to me.
You will die inside because you're going to look at her body and go, ha, please, plastic surgery. She went and had it all sucked out. Then you're going to watch this woman gymming and then you're going to feel very sorry and ask yourself, but
why are you not doing better? Yeah.
Yes, what have you done with your
life? You know what? You do make a good point because your body only really starts, you know, abandoning you when, like past 40. Yes. That's when things go south.
That's when, hey, Bona.
That's when, you know.
Like now, people are like, hey, to me. Hey, we are seeing you're losing weight. Hey, hey, to me. Hey, have you seen how you look nowadays? Yes. I want to be a sweet 16. I want my husband to be like, yes. This is job back. I'm not playing games here.
Yeah.
I can't be now getting older and then the body must also be getting older and then he must have an excuse to try and find something fresher. I must maintain freshness. I must maintain freshness because he's looking good as well. You know what I mean?
If for no other reason to maintain freshness, let it be because it makes you feel good.
No, I feel amazing.
I mean, you feel amazing when you are at your healthiest.
Lighter.
You know, you can run up and down and jump up and down and do things without, you know, being reminded to hurry. You are lazy.
You are not running out of breath, running up one flight of stairs.
Yeah, you know what I mean? If for no other reason, it's just that feeling of feeling healthy. That's actually what the rewards are.
Ah, but looking amazing. Shame. You can try and be Yoda, my friend, but you know also to look amazing. Yes. See, you can't replace that feeling when you're looking at yourself in the mirror. I feel myself.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
When you're walking out there and people are turning and you're like, you better turn. You better acknowledge all of this. I worked hard for it.
Bona. Where you didn't even have to squeeze into that suck me in to have that look. Do you know that was the first time I really went tombs? You are making progress. Because I then put on a shirt and I forgot to wear. I usually wear this little vest underneath that just gives the tummy a little bit of an extra tuck. So I forgot to put it on because I was rushing, right? And I ran out the house and I'm like, oh! I'm wearing a light shirt without my... And then I look, I'm like, it's under control, this thing. Look at this thing. And then I walked with the confidence of a cockroach. That's Bona. You must understand, eh?
The confidence of a cockroach,
my friend.
The cockroach, yeah, actually,
you couldn't
whatever.
Touch me.
Yeah, no, you're right.
But to bring it back to you, because now we have run away from your person from Zimbabwe who's saying that Robert Mugabe.
So, Pastor,
at least he's trying to give the country hope.
But here's the thing. Here's the sad thing about this guy, ne?
Yeah.
Is that so? He proclaimed all of this publicly. Mm. Robert is going to be gone on October the 17th. So he was arrested.
He was arrested.
I care in Zimbabwe, you get arrested for whatever. The Mugabes feel like arresting you for on any given day. So, you know, that you remember that this flag movement when Pastor, when he put up that YouTube video about how, you know, this flag of Zimbabwe is being desecrated because of the things that their leader is doing. Mm. The video went viral. And then the man ended up having to flee his own country because they wanted to arrest him. And in fact, they had arrested him. So now this pastor guy, number one, this is a sad thing. He's been arrested. What I find even sadder is that this pastor, his name is Patrick Mugabe. Now, I don't know if there's any relation. There isn't, in fact, because it's not mentioned here in the story. But Kibizo, that has been arrested.
What a family that time.
I don't know that he's family. He just happens to share the same surname.
I can imagine the president saying, you can't even carry the Mugabe name. Rename that bastard. Rename that son of so and so. He will get the Mugabe name back after I die, which is in 2045.
Robert is not going anywhere, guys.
He ain't going nowhere.
He's not going anywhere.
He ain't going. Hey, when he fell and everybody was celebrating, I was like, yeah, that's the only time you'll see him fall. So celebrate while you can because he is going nowhere. I have a sick fascination with him, I must say.
Me too.
Because
I almost don't want him to go just yet. I want him around for a little bit longer still.
There's a part of me that just admires anyone who can give the Western world the middle finger, in particular those who have colonized us and such things. Mm-hmm. When you can give them that middle finger and name your toilets Blair toilets and that kind of thing, I'm like, yeah. You know, there's a certain point where you're like, yeah. At the same time, it is sad. I mean, when I meet people from Zim, you know, because you meet the affluent from Zim and then you meet the people on the ground who are suffering in Zim.
Mm.
And you're just like, but the situation needs to change.
Mm.
You know?
Mm.
That's why I call it a sick fascination.
Well, look, we'll wait and see if, you know, if October this year, or if after October the president is still going strong, then obviously this pasta guy had it wrong. Because, you know, there are a lot of people who will prophesize things and then they don't come to being. And, you know, then you know, but you were just...
Mugabe has money for days. Can't people like that afford to extend their lives as much as they want?
Do you think he has a ton of money, though? Like a lot.
I think he has a ton of money.
Yeah.
I'm convinced. Don't forget that there are people who benefit from certain countries being in, you know, in disarray. And they will continue to fund such things. You know, much as there are warmongers, there are also people who, you know, who benefit.
You know, speaking of money, and earlier this morning we were talking about the fact that Oxfam released the list of the top richest men in the world and how their combined wealth is more than half the poorest people on the globe.
Wow.
Their combined wealth as just the eight of them, right?
Sure.
So it's like well over $400 billion.
So on a good day, they decided to just give it away.
But Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, you know, those guys, they're all on that list. But I saw, you know, I see Hore, AKA is, the tabloids are busy writing about how much money him and Bonang have apparently.
Okay, I was, sorry, I was like, AKA is among that number. Okay.
No, No. The tabloids have been writing all sorts of articles about how much money him and Bonang have apparently been spending. And then also, you know, if you go onto Twitter and to the Instagram, there are all these nice pictures to illustrate the fact. And I see Hore, there are a lot of people on Twitter who are criticizing this too, but why are you flashing your wealth? And then they get into arguments with the other side who say, but it's their money.
It's their money.
They worked hard for it.
Yes.
Why are you commenting on their wealth?
Yeah.
So it's just this continuous ongoing debate about, you know, or about the haves and the have-nots.
Yeah.
This thing, Yahore, you're supposed to feel
bad,
ashamed about flashing your wealth. Why?
Why? Because you ended, Mus. It's not like they're sitting there and somebody's just throwing this money at them. They are working for it. They are taking your abuse. They are taking your endless love. You know, they are entertaining you. They're in your face. You are in their face. They're running around all over the world. They have earned their money. Now you want to tell them how they must spend their money.
And I love this counter argument of fans saying, yeah, but without us, your fans, you would be nothing. But without them as entertainers and performers, you wouldn't have anything to you wouldn't
to
have
about.
Anything to like or to say you love.
Yeah.
So this is actually a mutually beneficial relationship.
Yes.
But fans, a lot of time, take the stand and the position, Yahore, I made you, therefore I am the important one in this relationship. No, it's a mutually beneficial relationship.
Yeah.
Or am I not getting this right?
No, I feel it's a mutually beneficial relationship, but I don't understand. So because you made me, you are my fan, you must tell me what I must do with my money.
Hey, so because I spend money buying tickets to go see Tumi Moraike, it is well within my rights to tell Tumi Moraike how she should be spending her money. And if I feel like you are flashing too much of it in my face and I'm in a position to tell you, stop doing that. Don't flash it in my face. Be more humble about how you spend your money.
You're not a shareholder. You're not a shareholder in my business. You bought a ticket to my show.
But that's
can
how,
we just?
That's how fans think. That's how they reason. That's their logic.
No, I love fans. I love my fans. I honestly, but just because I honestly do feel like you are a big influence on my career. Number one, you don't own me. There are people who won't ask me for photos, but they'll demand them. And there are times I will say no because I'm tired, I'm not wearing makeup, or I just literally, I'm a kid.
Or maybe that day, like, you heard the worst news in the world and you're having a bad
day. And that's what I mean, I get a kid. Because you know me, generally I'm up for good times.
Yeah, no, always.
So I say about clothes, and then those people will decide to go and make such a loud noise on social media about how I'm going to make sure everybody knows who we're now, Twitter defenders, and I'm like, number one, hawang kopa. You know, there's one who actually came up and took my sunglasses off my face and said, hey, nka photo.
Ooh.
And I'm like, but hold on. Who are you?
Yeah.
And how is it I haven't punched you?
Yeah.
Because you are touching me. You don't own me. You don't own me. You understand? So people must also calm down about this thing. You don't own us. Yes, you are an influence. as to our success. If you don't buy tickets, nobody, then you know what I mean. We don't have anyone to perform to. But at the same time, if we don't bring you the craft, you don't have anywhere to go. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it is a mutually beneficial thing, but also respect us. This thing is our job at the end of the day. Skalibal. We are not family. I'm not obligated to you. Tomorrow when you decide you hate Tumi Morake, my career isn't going to end because somebody else is going to love Tumi Morake.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
You understand?
Yeah.
So people must just calm down.
No, I agree with you 100%.
Me, I flash my money through my kids. I don't. If that's how I flash my money, please let it be how I flash them.
Yeah, but I mean, can we all just get out of each other's business, please?
Dude, okay, number two. Where's Julius put it best? Are there's something he doesn't understand. Why another man must be in another man's pocket?
No, it makes no sense in the world. It makes no sense in the world. That you should be focusing on. Why are you worried about
that? I'm not asking you why you're not flashing your 100 rand. Don't ask me why I'm flashing my million. But we must be hugging some men today.
Oh, okay. I forgot about hugging
men. I want to hug the men who flash their wealth through their women.
Okay.
You know those guys, the guys who are like, hey baby, go bata okinze the best Brazilian.
Okay.
Go bata on a better true religion.
Okay.
Go bata only.
Yeah.
And they're like, bon, these things.
Yeah.
And I love that. If you look at a lot of these I might get into trouble for this. But you know Pampoen Boere, like those proper like farm boy kind of Afrikaner dudes. And they have a lot of money. They're like fucking millionaires. And what you will find is when you look at him, he's wearing Farmer John's, he's wearing khaki.
Yeah, he's wearing the two-tone shirt.
Nothing about him tells you he's rich.
Yeah.
He's driving his Amarok. Ne?
Hey.
Then his wife will be rolling in this little Porsche, or she'll be rolling, like she's rolling in something nice.
Oh, is that how they roll?
And she's
is
a platinum blonde.
Okay.
Platinum blonde.
And she's got
the boobs.
The implants.
From Dr. Mangma.
Yeah, wa Hollywood.
Bona.
Yeah.
Like, you don't see it on him. You see it on her. Baba. And you're like, whoop. Exinia. Yay, us a manier. Those are my kind of guys.
And on that lovely note, we're gonna love and leave you, and then we're gonna do this again next week.
Yeah.
Should we do it again next
week? Let's do it again next week. Tell your friends, like, you heard us and you're like, whoa, that was fantastic. Or you're going, oh my God, that was actually fantastic. Tell these people to download the podcast.
Yeah.
Wabona. Because here we're about second chances. They can download the podcast anytime on cliffcentral.com.
It's exactly like that. So let's meet up again next week, Tuesday at 11 a.m.
Wear something sexy.
Always, please. Cliffcentral.com.